Okay, so we're doing Yov, we're up to what's called the 18th chapter, Pasuk Dalet. And Bildad HaShuchi had said, let's understand what Yov's saying. Why is it that he doesn't value what we have to say? And he says, Yov, Pasuk Dalet, Toref Nafsho Be'apo, Al Ma'ancha Te'azav Aretz, V'yetakzu Mimekomo. Yov, you're destroying your soul when you express your anger towards the Creator. Do you really think that just because of your yelling, you claim you're okay, you've done nothing wrong, you think because of that we'll all come to the conclusion that Te'azav Aretz, that God's left the world, left everything to run its course, and V'yetak Tzu, and the rock of the world, Ye'etak, was detached mimikamo from his place. You're yelling. And because you're yelling, you think we'll be convinced that God no longer has anything to do with the world? Gamor resha'im yidach. You're wrong. What we've said is true. The light of the wicked, their seeming success, ultimately dims. Velo yigach shiviv isho. And the spark of his flame is never relit. The wicked, when their light goes out, it's over. Oh, chashach be'aholo, the light of his tent turns dark. V'nero alav yidach, and his candle starts flickering on him, meaning his success that dissipates, and that happens as a result of the fact that God is watching over what's going on here. Eov, what we said is true. The wicked do pay a price in this world. Yetzehu tza'adeyono. The footsteps that he takes as he is successful, as he is powerful, on his power. Yetzehu tza'adeyono. The footsteps of power that he takes, they become diminished. V'tashlicheyu atzato. V'tashlicheyu atzato. And his thoughts, his plans, they are thrown down, they are quenched. Hashem does pay him back. Hashem does cause him to stumble. Kishulach bereshet beraglav. Because his own plots ultimately prove to be the netting that captures him. Kishulach bereshet beraglav. For his feet were sent in his own net. He gets caught in his own plots. Ve'al sivacha yitalach. And his plots form the netting that he walks across. He's really saying the same thought in poetic form in two different ways. Sivacha is one type of net. Reshet is a different type of net. Biraglav is with his feet. Yitalach is in his gait. It's saying the same thought in two different forms in poetic form. Yochez be'akev. The trap catches his heel. He gets caught in the trap. Yachazek alav tzamim. And the omnipresent Hashem causes those that are thirsty, those that are weak, Hashem causes them to overpower this wicked person. He was once powerful. He once overtook others. Hashem makes the people who are tzamim, the people who are thirsty, like tzmeim, the people who are thirsting, the people who were the weak ones in society, Hashem will strengthen them to overcome this wicked person. No, for some reason it doesn't seem to be Lashon Tzom. The Targum says Gavraya, that it's people, and the Ibn Ezra and the Metsuda, they all learn that tzmeim are tzmeim. I don't know why. Maybe because of the Dagesh in the Mem. Tamun ba'aretz chavlo umalkudto alei nativ. The string of the trap that pulls taut, that captures him, is hidden in the ground, so he's unaware of the trap that's about to catch him, and he walks towards it with confidence. He's not aware that everything's about to turn over. Umalkuto, and the trap that will ultimately catch him is alei nativ, is spread across the path that he's going. So again, he's saying this extended metaphor, this extended mashal of how the wicked walk towards their trap, they lay their own trap, all their plotting. Hashem causes that, their plotting brings about their own downfall. So he's saying, don't tell me that just because you're suffering, God isn't watching over the world. What we said earlier is true. What we said that God brings the wicked down and then they can't get back up. Their light is turned off. Their footsteps are caught. All of that is true. Saviv biatuhu valahot vefitzuhu liraglav. From around him, around his gate, the demons scare him. And they extend the trap around his legs to cause him to fall as they scare him into the trap. Yehi ra'ev hono ve'eid nachon litzale'o. The word ono can also mean one's children, because they're the extension of his strength. So his children, when he is brought down, they will go in hunger. Yehi ra'ev ono, His children will go in hunger. Yaakov called Reuven Reshit Oni, my first strength. The aid and a bad occurrence, Nachon Litzalo, is set up for his rib, his other side, his wife. Yeah? The aid Nachon Litzalo, and God is setting up a bad thing for a bad times for his tzela, for his wife. Yochal Badei Oro. He will eat, he will consume, he will destroy the branches of his flesh, which are the extension of his limb, extension of his body. Yochal badei oroho, yochal badav, bechol mavit. And who's going to consume his branches? The mavit, the angel of death, will destroy his branches. His extensions, his success, his children, his family. Over here, it probably means his own limbs. Just a second. So Rashi learns it's his children, and the Mitzuda seems to learn it's his limbs. The Ralbag seems to learn that it's his limbs. The branches can sometimes be the extension of a person, meaning his own limbs. Could sometimes mean the extension of a person, his children. Yinatek me'aholo mivtacho. He will be distant from his tent. His tent is his wife. Yinatek, he will be separated. Me'aholo, from his tent, his wife. Mivtacho, which was his confidant. His confidence was his wife. Ve'tatzideyu le'melech balahot. And she will lead him to the grave. She will be one of those that give him over to the king of fear, Melech Balahot, the king of fear, which is, so to speak, the head of the demons. Tishkon be'aholo mibelilo. And she will live in his tent without him. He'll die, and she'll continue living in his tent without him. Yizore al naveihu gofrit. And ultimately, his tent too will be destroyed, and it'll be as though ash was spread all over his tent. Mitachat shorashav yivashu. His roots from beneath will dry out, umimal yimal kitziho, and from above, his harvest will also be cut down. This is all an elaborate description of how the Rasha, in a split second, is suddenly destroyed. His past, his future, his home, his wealth, his wife, everything. Zichro avad min ha'aretz. His memory will be lost from earth. V'lo shem lo al penei chutz, and he won't have a reputation throughout the world, even though at the time that he's successful, he seems to be everything. When he suddenly gets destroyed, he'll be completely forgotten. He'll have no remembrance. His children will be destroyed, his wife, his home. There'll be no remnants of him. Yehedefuhu meor el choshech. The afflictions that come on him, they will push him from his state of light to a state of darkness, umitevel yiniduhu, and they will chase him out of the world. Lo nin lo velo neched be'amo ve'en sarid bimgurav. He won't leave over a great grandchild, a grandchild. There'll be nothing left from him. You'll come to the place where he used to live, and there'll be nothing left. everything, whatever is left will be captured, taken to other nations. There'll be nothing left in his hometown. Al yomo nashamu achonim. Over the occurrence that happened to him, the later generations will turn back to that day in awe and wonderment. Vekadmonim achazu sa'al. And the early generations who actually witnessed it, so they saw him in his success, they saw him in his downfall, they'll look at that and in fear and trembling they'll grab achazu sa'al, they'll be taken by se'ara, they'll be overtaken by shivers, so to speak, by tremors.
Achile mishkenot aval vize mikom lo yada el.
And Bildad ends his speech. He says, but what I want you to know, that everything I described is what happens to the derelict. But a tzaddik, that's not what happens to a tzaddik. Only a person who's lived like this. But if a person's lived a proper life, it's not like that. If a person is mekom lo yada'el, he is a place, so to speak, that does not know God. He is a person that he has no connection to God. He's not living a godly lifestyle, a person who's wicked. So yeah, that's how his end can swiftly come. But a tzaddik doesn't have such a swift end, even when everything seems to be destroyed. It's not over. There is a future. What we said is true. There is Hashgacha. God watches over the world. And the proof of it is that this is what we see frequently occurs to the wicked. They seem to have all the success, and in a fleeting moment, their whole world is overturned and everything is destroyed. Here you see there is Hashgacha. And just because you, Eov, are suffering, that's no proof that it's not so. So his main point is, there is Hashgacha. You're saying you're suffering and you don't deserve it. Well, look around. The people who we see having a complete downfall are the wicked who deserve it. The tzaddikim, that doesn't happen to them. So what's happening to you, Eov, is either because you haven't lived up to what you should be doing, or you think you're smarter than you really are, but at the end of the day, this is what happens to the wicked, what's happened to you. So we know from world history, God's watching over the world, and this only happens to really wicked people, such a abrupt destruction like has happened to you. And quite the contrary, the fact that we know it's happened to the wicked is a proof that God is watching over the world. And you know what? If it also happened to you, so maybe you're not as perfect as you think. That's his speech, and we'll see. Next time we'll pick up with the old answer. Wonderful.